Hello, this is a message of hope and healing. This is a message that hope is healing. I'd like to tell you, it's me again. It's Barb. I'm going to share with you today. I feel called to share with you God's love for you. And that's why I'm here. That's why I'm doing this. Because God has called me as his child to share with you the comfort and the love that he has for you. And that's what this is. So this past week, I was on the phone doing a FaceTime with my daughter, her husband, so Josie and Murphy, and Jack was there, and Evie. And Jack was mad. He was mad. He told his dad, I'm mad. I'm mad at you guys. And he goes, Murphy calls him Buddy. And he goes, well, Buddy, what's up? What are you mad about? Jack was mad because his mom and dad knew things and he didn't know those things. He said, there's things you know that I don't know and you don't tell me. You're not telling me those things. And Murphy said, well, what do you mean? What, like what things? Well, specifically, they had been at Murphy's parents the weekend before, and Jack's grandpa there, Murphy's dad, had made a banana split. He had made Jack and Evie a banana split, and Jack thought it was the most incredible thing. He turned and he looked at his mom, and he said, in a very, very concerned way, Mom, why have you never told me about this before? Jack found something incredible in his life that he didn't know about. And he was angry. He was upset that someone had not told him about this amazing thing. And when I was FaceTiming with him, Josie said, oh, Jack, wait till I teach you about blizzards. So they had said to Jack, they were going to share with him, you know, something every day that they knew that he didn't know. And I love that idea. I wanted to tell him something. And a Fawfaw, that's what they call Dave, Josie's dad. Jack calls him Fawfaw. And Dave is always telling Jack things. And I said, well, Fawfaw's not here right now, but let me tell you what Fawfaw would say. If it doesn't work, turn it off and turn it back on. And most of the time it will work. Jack nodded. Okay, he got that. So I feel called to share with you, wherever you are in your journey of learning about the love of God, I feel so called to share with you God's your banana split. If you don't know of God's love, I'm here to share that with you. If you do know, I'm here to celebrate that with you and to call on you to share it with others. We can't hold this as a secret. We can't hold on to what the blessings that we have been given of knowing that Jesus died for us on a cross. We can't hold that from others. We're called to share it. We're called to share the good news, to shout it, to not let someone wander in need when we know about the banana split. We know. I remember too, Dave and I have gone on the Emmaus Walk. It's a spiritual retreat that has been life-changing for both of us and so many people that we know. A time where you just unplug from everything else. And there are speakers and special moments and just a communing with God. And we had sponsored many people on this walk, and they were so blessed and so thankful. And you know, so many friends and family have gone. But it was 11 years ago now. I know that because I asked him that we, Dave had sponsored our nephew, David, on the walk. He was 38 at the time, and he had such a different response when he got in the car and we were driving him home. You take someone there, you just let them get away and be and feel that love and see what God has for them. And so we had picked him up and was driving him home, and he was mad. It reminded me very much when I heard Jack's thoughts and how he didn't know things. David was very similar to that. And Dave goes, well, you know, what's wrong? Why are you so? Because you didn't tell me. You didn't tell me. Why did I have to wait to know this? Why? Why didn't you tell me this? That's what I'm feeling called to do, is to tell you. I would encourage you to read Luke chapter 24, where the two men were on the road to Emmaus, and when Jesus joined them, and it says in verse 30, when he sat at the table with them, he took the bread and gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us? Amen. My heart is burning within me to share this with you. I don't want you to miss out on the banana split. I want you to fully know the love that God has for you. I think when you've done something and someone, you know it's wrong, or you know you've messed up and someone forgives you, you have such a relief, such a release. Oh, my friend said it, you know, that they forgive me, my husband, my child. I'm human, I messed up. But for you to understand the unconditional love and forgiveness that God has, the way that we are known, not just seen, but known and forgiven. God made that real. He made that covenant when he gave us his son. When he said to us, in this ultimate gift, I give you the way to me. I give you all. I love you. I forgive you. I know you. You are mine. Don't miss it, you guys. Don't miss it. And don't let another miss it. This is not a secret to be held tight. This is the good news, and we're meant to share it. So I will just tell you now that I know of something even better than a sweet tooth. And that is the sweet truth of God's love for you. You feel this life and this world can get to be too much. But God is so much more. You feel that if you show yourself, people will not love you. But you cannot hide from God, and no one loves you more. This is what I'm called to do and to share with you today. Let's pray together now. Lord, for everyone who is listening and for what you're calling me to share, if they don't know of your love, I pray so much for them to ask you in to their hearts, to invite Jesus into their life to accept Jesus today as their Lord and Savior. Lord, for everyone listening who knows of your love, I pray for them to not only drink in that sweet truth, but to share this sweetness, this with another, with someone in need, to not hold everything to themselves, but to do as you call us to do, and to share that, to share the good news, Lord. We do this today with thankful hearts. We are praising you, Lord, and we give you all the glory. It is all yours. It is all yours, Lord. The victory is yours. We thank you. We pray for those in need. We pray for their healing. We pray that you would touch them in what way they need to be met this day, in this moment. We love you, Lord, and we thank you, and we want to share our banana split. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.